The Volunteer Owensboro podcast that we have each and every week here with Cromwell Media. I am here with Miss Gwen from Shepherd's Hand Clothing Ministry. How are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
Doing awesome. Now, Good. Tell us about, for those who don't know, what is the Shepherd's Hand Clothing Ministry?
Well, Shepherd's Hand started out as a clothing ministry in 2014. And then in 2019, we had a grandmother that came to us with four grandchildren, and she was desperate for food, and so I went to the pastor at that time was Good Shepherd Church, and I told him the story and said, you know, just listen to what I have to say. This lady is raising four grandchildren by herself, and she's desperate for food and has nothing. And that was the birth of the food pantry at the which is now the Father's House. Mm-hmm. And so we are doing 200 families a week on Tuesdays.
Oh, my goodness. On your Facebook page, you frequently post that you give food out to the public.
Yes. It varies, but our main focus is doing the food boxes for the families. We serve a lot of seniors, mm-hmm. People that, you know, money doesn't stretch as far as it used to. We are all aware of that. And then we have single families. We have some families that we had a mother that had five children. Two of those were special needs kids. Mm-hmm. So she had to stay at home to take care of them. Her husband was working. And again, you know, we provide clothing and we provide food for them, and very appreciative. We do furniture. We have a couple that actually she came to volunteer, and she worked in the clothing, and she said, I hate every minute of it, but we will collect furniture, we will pick up the donations, and we'll deliver to those in need.
Nice.
So they're a wonderful couple. Yes.
What a blessing that is. Yes. So you do food, clothing, and now furniture.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned donations. What is the process if someone wanted to donate any of these things, food, clothing, furniture? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, they just call my number. It's 270-222-1389.
Okay. And your Facebook page. I appreciate your Facebook page because you post updates on there as well. And I see you on social media posting about the Shepherd's Hand as well, the box donations of mm-hmm. food. Now, the Battle of the Cans going on. The Volunteer Owensboro started this initiative. Shepherd's Hand is going to benefit the Help Office and Crossroads Overnight Shelter for Women and Children. This is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
A lot of schools have turned up for this. And what that is all of the donations from the schools, they're having a fun little battle, and the canned goods will be split amongst you three, correct?
That's correct. And we've already picked up one load from Tamarack, and it was amazing. Amazing.
I'm loving that so much.
Yes.
Good job to Volunteer Owensboro and Randy for the Battle of the Cans effort. We are excited to promote that as well. And I am blown away by the amount of schools that contacted him to help you guys. Thank you, first off, for doing what you do for the members of the community.
Well, thank you, but I would like to thank the community, because without the community, we could not operate. Mm-hmm. With the volunteers. We have 35 regular volunteers that come every week, and they come like they're getting paid, and they're not.
Right.
But the school system is awesome to work with. I mean, they have just been amazing. We have got a wonderful school system in this area.
Mm-hmm. Now, to find out more about Shepherd's Hand Clothing Ministry, and they also do food and now furniture, follow them on Facebook. And Gwen, can you give us the number one more time if someone wanted to donate?
Yes, the number is 270-222-1389.
I love it. Gwen with Shepherd's Hand Clothing Ministry, our Volunteer Owensboro segment each week. Thank you so much to Foreman Watson Holtry for sponsoring the effort. Gwen, our door at Cromwell Media is always open to you.
Thank you.